This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. At least 65 people in 9 states are sick after eating eggs infected with salmonella. Public health and agriculture officials have traced the source to an egg farm in Wisconsin. The eggs were distributed to Wisconsin, Illinois, and Michigan under labels like Milo's Poultry Farms or Tony's Fresh Market. They've since been recalled. Authorities in Two Rivers are investigating the remains of a human skeleton. They're not confirming or denying that it could be Elijah Vu, the 3-year-old boy who's been missing since February. The sheriff's office says a deer hunter found the remains. The sheriff says he cannot provide specific information about details for now. A man is charged in the shooting death of UW-Whitewater student-athlete Kara Welsh. Chad Edwards of Loves Park, Illinois, made his initial court appearance Friday. He's charged with first-degree homicide. It would take $1 million to bail him out of the Walworth County Jail. Donald Trump has denied knowing much about Project 2025, but he embraced one of its key provisions at a Saturday rally in Mosinee.
We will ultimately eliminate the Federal Department of Education and send education back to Wisconsin and back to the state.
Project 2025 is a sweeping action plan for the next Republican president to overhaul the government. Last week in Wisconsin, Education Secretary Miguel Cardona warned public schools are under attack. Democrats are literally going to new heights to warn about the Heritage Foundation's Project 2025. Airplanes pulled banners over college football games here in Wisconsin and in other key swing states this weekend. Donald Trump denies having a direct connection to Project 2025, but he has embraced some of its key ideas. A new study finds people in rural Wisconsin feel better about drinking raw milk than people in cities or suburbs. Sean Patterson led the study for the University of Pennsylvania.
Pasteurization doesn't change the nutritional value of milk. It doesn't significantly change the taste of milk. And so the risks really don't outweigh any of the benefits.
Untreated milk has been linked to illness outbreaks. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A house fire on Friday has displaced 2 people in Marshfield. A little before 9:30 p.m. on September 6th, the Marshfield Fire and Rescue Department and police officers responded to East 15th Street for a report of a house on fire. When they arrived, flames were visible on the east side of the garage, extending up the wall and into the attic. Everyone was out of the house, and crews aggressively attacked the fire. Additional staff were called in, and a box alarm was requested. They cut a hole in the roof to help remove smoke and hot gases. The fire damage was contained to the exterior and attic. There's a preliminary estimate of $100,000 in damage, but no one was injured. There's a recall on eggs produced at a Wisconsin farm. Milo's Poultry Farms and Tony's Fresh Market brand eggs are being recalled. It's possible they're contaminated with salmonella. Manitowoc County Sheriff's officials are investigating human skeletal remains located on private property in the town of Two Rivers. In a press release, officials say a local deer hunter found the remains on Saturday. The sheriff's officials did not provide age, race, or sex of the remains, but did say, "We are fully aware of the ongoing case of missing 3-year-old Elijah Vu," but they could not confirm if the remains were related to that case. Elijah was reported missing from Two Rivers on February 20th of this year. Gas prices fell over 10 cents per gallon over the last week. The average across the state today is $3.06 per gallon. This is 36 cents lower than a month ago and over 53 cents lower than this time last year. Prices should continue to drop as we head into fall. The average across central Wisconsin today is $2.80 to $2.98 per gallon. A salmonella outbreak linked to eggs from Milo's Poultry Farm in Bondouel has sickened people across Illinois, Michigan, and Wisconsin. The recalled eggs are labeled Milo's Poultry Farm and Tony's Fresh Market. Restaurants and homes are advised not to eat, cook, or serve the eggs. They should be thrown away. Salmonella can cause diarrhea, fever, stomach cramps, and dehydration. A new driver's education grant program is launching in Wisconsin. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation say the program aims to reduce barriers for low-income students to take driver's education courses and become licensed drivers. The program covers a driving school's fees for 30 hours of classroom time, 6 hours of observation, and 6 hours of behind-the-wheel driver training. The program is being funded by $6 million set aside in the governor's 2023-25 biannual budget. Blood supplies in the nation are critically low. The hot weather and other severe events across the country have complicated efforts to rebuild the nation's blood supply. You can help by booking a blood donation at a drive near you. Visit redcrossblood.org to find a blood drive in your area. The EAA Aviation Museum in Oshkosh is bringing two men who worked at Ground Zero during and after the terrorist attacks in New York to speak at the 9/11 memorial presentation at 7 p.m. on Wednesday. Retired New York City Fire Chief Deputy Chief Charles Black and Emergency Manager Michael Fagel will share their stories and firsthand experiences. Active members of the military, law enforcement, public service personnel, first responders, and EAA members get in free. General admission is $5 for everyone else. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers get set to head west. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. After dropping 2 of 3 games to the Rockies and having won just twice in the past 7 games, manager Pat Murphy said that it was a tough homestand for his team.
You know, it was a tough homestand, and we've had games like this. If you looked at the St. Louis series, we had games just like this where once something didn't go our way, we didn't fight back right after that.
Milwaukee will set out on a 6-game road trip out west beginning tomorrow in San Francisco. They'll play Arizona this weekend. The Brewers are still 9 games up in the NL Central with 19 games to play. On Sunday, it'll be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Indianapolis Colts as each team seeks its first victory. For the Packers, they will be without Jordan Love, who is expected to miss at least 3 weeks with an MCL sprain. Malik Willis, who the Packers traded for in the preseason, will start this week's game. The Athletic reports that Green Bay has reached out to free agent quarterback Ryan Tannehill as well. On Saturday, 2-0 Wisconsin Badgers football will take on Alabama. That game will kick off at 11 a.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Standing ovations are not uncommon at film festivals, but a 9-minute standing ovation is. That's how long the crowd at the Venice Film Festival clapped for Daniel Craig after his performance in a movie called Queer. The film is based on beat writer William Burroughs' novel from 1985. Craig plays an American expat living amongst a small group of Americans in Mexico who starts a relationship with Stark's character. The film is scheduled for release in the U.S. on October 6th. The new season of Dancing with the Stars is right around the corner. Some of the stars that will be dancing, as revealed on Good Morning America, include 90210's Tori Spelling, former NBA player Dwight Howard, kind of a reach, Pretty Little Liars' Chandler Kinney, Bachelorette star Jen Tran, model Brooks Nader, and actor Eric Roberts. Finally, a reason to watch Dancing with the Stars. Season 33 of the show premieres September 17th on ABC. Michael Douglas would like his real name back, which is Michael Douglas. 50 years ago, when a young Michael John Douglas, now known as Michael Keaton, burst onto the Hollywood scene, his name was already taken with the Screen Actors Guild by nepo baby Michael Douglas of Wall Street fame. Now, according to People magazine, Keaton wants it back, or at least a derivation thereof. The Beetlejuice star from now on plans to go by Michael Keaton Douglas. The grieving process appears to be over for the band Linkin Park, 7 years after the death of lead singer Chester Bennington. The band has a new lead singer, new material, and a tour in the works. Replacing Bennington on vocals will be Emily Armstrong, formerly of the band Dead Sara. Chester Bennington took his own life in 2017. Linkin Park's new album is expected to drop November 15th of this year. In Jeff Bridges is one of the coolest guys ever news, Jeff Bridges is one of the coolest guys ever. Aside from having an excellent reputation as an actor and overall cool dude, yes, that's a reference to The Big Lebowski, actress Winona Ryder said Bridges refused to kiss her during her audition for the film Fearless. The Stranger Things actress said at the time Bridges was 43 years old and she was 21 years old. Bridges said he didn't want to kiss her because she was the age of his daughter. Further expanding his legend of coolness, Rosie Perez, who appeared in Fearless opposite Bridges, was worried she would not get cast because of the interracial element. Perez says Bridges went to bat for her and she not only ended up getting the part, but drew an Oscar nomination for Best Supporting Actress. Ryder is a 2-time Oscar nominee herself. Her most recent film, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, opened up this past weekend. And as far as Jeff Bridges goes, the dude abides. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop into the mid-50s tomorrow. Almost exactly like today. Sunshine, upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WIS country.com.